it would be when we moved here, but it's totally not Dixie.
So you've been here since February?
Actually, since September, early September last year.
Early September?
Yes.
And when was your first action? Was that in February? Was that the
February 3rd was our first action.
Okay. And now it's the summertime.
And now it's almost, well, it is summertime, yes.
Yeah.
We got through Appalachian Spring, and tomorrow really is the final event of the series. You know, we kicked it off on Memorial Day.
You lived through the monsoon.
Oh, boy, we had high water, and it's been pretty soggy here, yeah.
And you're rebuilding three cottages that have been donated, and the fourth on the way?
The fourth one is, yeah, that's our big project now, to get a roof on it and have a good meeting house.
And affinity groups have been coming in, are coming in from all over the country to cross the line, and tomorrow we're going to...
Tomorrow we have our high-profile delegation come down to join a lot of the elders and locals who are, have been vocal in this movement. So it's going to be a very special kind of event. I mean, we've been across the line up there and getting arrested for 5 years. So in that sense, it's not going to be anything real unusual. But what's different is having Dr. James Hansen and Daryl Hannah and Ken Heckler and all these other people who have a lot of stature, who have been involved in the campaign for a long time, who are, you know, just really well-known voices for the work that we're doing. So that makes it special. It's not about the numbers, you know. We're real happy right now with the number of people we've seen already, and we don't even know how many will be out there tomorrow. But I'm feeling really good because, you know, this is a great group, and you can feel stuff in this movement that, you know, I haven't felt in other sorts of mobilizations, you know, and...
So without an organization, without big money, and without...
Well, it's an old-fashioned nonviolent campaign, and I think we're forgetting how to do those. For, you know, we haven't. I mean, there's always been some of it going on, but with the climate, especially, you know, I don't really think that we were approaching it in the way that, you know, the campaigns of Gandhi or King, you know, would kind of instruct us to. You know, there are certain hard and fast rules, and then just a whole way of looking at how you're going to do this, you know. But it's been very different here, you know, and it's a feeling. A lot of this campaign is just a feeling. It's not real intellectual. You know, everyone knows why they're here. We don't spend a lot of time talking about that.
So with mountaintop removal, this is unusual for the last 30 or 40 years because it is people who live here who wanted us to come in and to put a stop to this. We're not coming in here because we think this is something that should stop, but you know, they're watching the ruination of their town here in Beckley and close to it.
Yeah, well, there always has been a resistance here, and I think they've always reached out for any support that they could get, whether regionally or internationally.
No, I can stand right there.
And, you know, there's been, at various times, you know, they've received some of that support, but it really did seem to me that they weren't getting a lot of real support. People would come here and get their picture taken and, you know, go to Ed's house and have coffee and then they'd go back and they'd write a letter about mountaintop removal or show a picture. But there was not much going on here that really was going to make a difference in people's everyday life, which was, you know, blasting going on every day and dust falling on their place and, you know, just trucks and trucks of coal going up and down the road. So, you know, this campaign now has reached a level where it's gotten just a bit more real, and people can really feel what's going on, and you know, and I can't say that too much. It's like there's a certain feeling about this campaign, and everybody comes up here, I think, gets a little dose of it.
So people aren't trudging in and out of here like in other situations, other campaigns throughout the country. I mean, you and others are here to stay.
Well, it's it's kind of like those pitcher plants, you know, where the fly, you know, smells sweet, crawls in, and then climbs down in it and never gets to leave, you know. This campaign is attracting people. Everyone's noticed that they want to be here for a couple days, they're here for a couple weeks, they want to be here for a couple weeks, they wind up staying for a couple months. And that's exactly what we need here, you know, that we're trying to stand our ground here, you know, and that doesn't mean just protesting. I mean, we are protesting, but I mean, what we're really trying to do is stop mountaintop removal, and we don't want to let up until we're done. So we have to continue to find ways to make the pressure that's necessary for these politicians, these spineless politicians, to stand up and do the right thing, which they already know that they should be doing.
Now, tomorrow we're going where?
We're going to Marsh Fork Elementary, and then we'll go to the gate, to the Ed White Mine, and we will blockade the gate.
And why to the elementary school?
The elementary school is at the base of the Shoemake Dam, which contains 8.5 billion gallons of toxic coal sludge. And
so it's not a water dam?
No, it's a coal slurry dam. And they're probably the most unstable and dangerous things that have ever been built in the history of this planet.
Well, Mike, thanks for your time. We're going to try to get this out tonight and more tomorrow. This is Vincent Irene for Blast Furnace Radio in Coal River, West Virginia, and there's no recession here.
And I'm a booger-eating moron.
And you heard it first.